Savitri, Book 2, The Book of the Traveler of the Worlds, Canto 6, Kingdoms and Godheads of the Greater Life, page 185. An ideal is their leader and their king, aspiring to the monarchy of the sun. They call in truth for their high government, hold her incarnate in their daily acts, and fill their thoughts with her inspired voice, and shape their lives into her breathing form, till in her sun-gold godhead they too share. Or to the truth of darkness they subscribe, whether for heaven or hell they must wage war. Warriors of good, they serve a shining cause, or are evil soldiers in the pay of sin. For evil and good an equal tenure keep, wherever knowledge is ignorance's twin. All powers of life towards their godhood tend, in the wideness and the daring of that air. Each builds its temple and expands its cult, and sin, too, there is a divinity. Affirming the beauty and splendor of her law, she claims life as her natural domain, assumes the world's throne, or dons the papal robe. Her worshippers proclaim her sacred rite. A red tiara'd falsehood they revere, worship the shadow of a crooked god, admit the black idea that twists the brain, or lie with the harlot power that slays the soul. A mastering virtue statuesque the pose, or a titan passion goads to a proud unrest. At wisdom's altar, they are kings and priests, or their life a sacrifice to an idol of power. Or beauty shines on them like a wandering star, too far to reach. Passionate, they follow her light. In art and life, they catch the all-beautiful's ray and make the world their radiant treasure house. Even common figures are with marvel robed. A charm and greatness locked in every hour awakes the joy which sleeps in all things made. A mighty victory or a mighty fall, a throne in heaven or a pit in hell. The dual energy they have justified and marked their souls with her tremendous seal. Whatever fate may do to them, they have earned. Something they have done, something they have been, they live. Their matter is soul's result and not its cause. In a contrary balance to earth's truth of things, the gross weighs less, the subtle counts for more. On inner values hangs the outer plan. As quivers with the thought the expressive word, as yearns the act with the passion of the soul, this world's apparent sensible design looks vibrant back to some interior might. A mind, not limited by external sense, gave figures to the spirit's imponderables. The world's impacts without channels registered and turned into the body's concrete thrill, the vivid workings of a bodiless force. Powers here subliminal that act unseen, or in ambush crouch, waiting behind the wall, came out in front, uncovering their face. The occult grew there overt. The obvious kept a covert turn and shouldered the unknown. The unseen was felt and jostled visible shapes. In the communion of two meeting minds, thought looked at thought and had no need of speech. Emotion clasped emotion in two hearts. They felt each other's thrill in the flesh and nerves, were melted each in each, and grew immense as when two houses burn and fire joins fire. Hate grappled hate, and love broke in on love. Will wrestled with will on mind's invisible ground. Others' sensations, passing through like waves, left quivering the subtle body's frame. Their anger rushed, galloping in brute attack. A charge of trampling hooves on shaken soil. One felt another's grief invade the breast. Another's joy, exulting, ran through the blood. Hearts could draw close through distance, voices near that spoke upon the shore of alien seas.